As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. It's time for Brian Broaddus and Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king, Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Thank you very much to Reliant for being a part of this as well. I thought this was this time of year you get some interesting mock drafts, of course. The closer we get, the final ones, I think, are the best ones. The when somebody says, okay, this is, say, 4.0 or 3.0, whatever they say, that's the one. The other ones, I think, in the media, folks are just moving players around to try and just create buzz. So if you've following along somebody who does mock drafts, I'm going to say just take the last one as being the one that this that they did the most research on. They're not trying to mess with it. They're really trying to get those picks right. So, but I want to talk about a guy who's a friend of the program who did a mock draft. And I think it's a guy who pretty knows your team pretty well. It's John Owning.
Oh, John.
John Owning from Pro Football Focus did a mock draft. And everybody was assigned a team. And John just happened to be assigned the Dallas Cowboys, which he follows quite extensively. Wouldn't you say that there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. John knows.
John knows your football team. And we've talked to John a bunch about the Cowboys, and John's really done, always done a really nice job of, giving his opinion on that. But I want to run through this, Zach, and from your notes and what you think. And I want to point out a couple of players he might have passed on and see if John missed the boat on this one, if
okay.
I could.
Okay.
All right. With the 12th pick, though, John, he, and this is with Ashton Jeanty on the board. With Jeanty on the board at 12, he took Emeka Abuka from Ohio State. Now, McMillan was gone before, but with Jeanty on the board, he went ahead and went with Abuka. And what happened was the Dolphins at 13 right behind you took Ashton Jeanty.
Yeah.
Possibility of that one?
Look, I'd be advocating for Igbuka at 12 right now if Tet was gone.
Sure.
I've got Igbuka right behind Tet and then Golden. That's how I have the receivers ranked. So I would be fighting for Emeka Igbuka. But you, the first thing in the Brian Broaddus Draft 101 school is don't window dress your board.
Sure.
And if I've got Ashton Jeanty as the third best player in the draft,
sure,
I'm not passing him at 12 for a guy that I've got as the 12th best player in the draft.
Right. I'm with you on that, and I appreciate you listening. With the 44th pick, the Dallas Cowboys select Braden Swinson, edge from LSU.
Ooh-hoo.
And his reasoning is, with DeMarcus Lawrence's departure, the Cowboys need to find an edge to complement Micah Parsons. Swinson's 22% pass rush win rate in 2024, which ranked in the 97th percentile, suggests he could be be perfect. Robin to Parsons, Batman on the edge.
I love that pick. And at 44, I'm not sure exactly who else could have been there, but I think Swinson's one of these guys that you talk about just natural bend, the first step quickness, relentless pursuit. He's never quitting on plays. And he had 13 sacks, 8.5, 12 quarterback hurries, and 13 sacks last year. So I think he's a dude that is an absolute stud that's ascending. Now, he's an LSU Tiger,
yeah.
So I'm sure you know him well, rallies to the ball in the run game. I love him. And in terms of a pass rusher, if you can't get a guy like Mike Green in the first round, who would be my top guy for Marshall, in the second round to get a guy like Braden Swinson, 6'4", 250, yeah, him and Micah would be a lot of fun together.
Do you have him in the second round on your board?
I put him in the third.
I do too. So that would be rich for me at 44. At 76, he's got Alfred Collins. We've talked about Alfred Collins and some of the defensive tackles.
Yeah.
And some of the issues that, like I said, I don't know if John knows completely all the things that Alfred Collins is dealing with right now, but at 76, I think that would be a really, really good pick.
I'd love it. I mean, I've got Collins in the second, but you're right. Some of the injury stuff that we don't know about, could that end up knocking him down? But I'm a huge fan of Alfred Collins' game out of Texas, and if you want somebody that's going to be helpful against the run,
yeah,
he certainly is that player.
He is absolutely very helpful against the run, but again, we'll have to check on those injuries and stuff. I just want to make a point, though, at 77, he had New England taking Dylan Sampson from Tennessee. So he passed on a runner.
So he doesn't have Cowboys going running back at all if they wanted to.
Yeah, he doesn't. He does not. So even at 12, and then he doesn't have it at 44 or 76. So he's kind of taking the Eric Chiafalo approach here. He's going to wait till the fifth round to try and get one of these running backs. Is what he's going to do.
Just got to hope some of them slide. I mean, maybe you can get lucky and a Taj Brooks hangs around there for you out of Texas Tech.
Yeah. He's a grunter.
As at 83 is the Pittsburgh Steelers, R.J. Harvey went off the board, okay? So now you've lost Sampson and Harvey on my board. Those would be like two third-round guys. Those are two guys that I would have absolutely considered at 76. I might have considered Collins before I knew everything at 44 instead of Swinson, but here we are. At 149, he's taken Breshard Smith.
There you go.
From SMU.
Yeah, you got yourself a runner there. And Breshard Smith, converted wide receiver. Locally, I'm sure people know him a lot. He transferred from Miami, played 35 games there, was second team All-ACC. Can also return for you. But the quick cuts, super elusive in the open.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Benfield, really good receiving back. I mean, that translates. Yeah. He could be the Tyrone Tracy Jr. type player that Giants were able to get in the fifth. There was a converted wide receiver, played a year at running back. I mean, the ceiling is really, really high for Breshard Smith. 5'10", 194. The size is there. Angles are exceptional with him. He's not the most physical runner. He's definitely a guy that is not going to necessarily run over you.
Yeah, he's a wide receiver playing running back.
He's difficult to tackle, man. Yeah. He really, really is. Yeah.
At 174, they take Denzel Burke, the corner from Ohio State.
I think that's a steal, don't you?
I absolutely think this is one of the – I think this would be a great pick. This guy right here is a guy that plays a lot of zone coverage. He could play nickel. You could put him inside. He gets his hands on a lot of passes. He doesn't have great deep speed, but the lateral agility, the ability to stay with people and stuff, it's just a problem when they go vertical on him. But carrying routes and things like that, I was pretty impressed. At 174, this guy could plug in and play your nickel for no problem at all. Am I
right about that? Played a ton of big games, and he's a strong tackler as well.
At pick 204, he's on a roll here. He takes linebacker Teddy Buchanan from Cal. This is a pick you got from the Detroit Lions, by the way. I think Teddy Buchanan's more like a third-round player, and to grab him at 204.
Yeah.
What do you like about Teddy Buchanan's
game? He's definitely, I guess we're going pet cats in the draft. He's one of mine. I mean, this guy at 6'2", you can't watch him. Like, even when you're trying to watch other players there at Cal, it's just Teddy Buchanan that you notice. He just makes every single tackle. Sideline to sideline speed. I think he's good in zone coverage. He's just smooth. The way that he's able to cover ground in a hurry. I love Teddy Buchanan. He does, and it could be the hair, but he does give me just the way that he plays and makes every tackle. It's Eric Kendricks.
Very much of like an Eric Kendricks player. And this guy can cover really, really well too. So when you start to put him in some situations, he can make some plays that way. At 211, he takes Jarquez Hunter, the running back from Auburn.
Okay, so now you got a good 1-2 punch here because Hunter is what Rashard Smith lacks. Hunter is, I'm going to move the pile. I'm going to bully through you. Maybe doesn't have the most elusiveness in the open field. The speed's not a huge problem with him either, but that's a nice tandem right there, Smith and Hunter, to double down in the second day if you don't end up taking running backs on days one or two.
Yeah, so you feel good about the situation of passing those guys.
That pairing.
To get the player. I do too. I think it's a good pairing, but I just wanted to be known that like I say, Samson was one of my favorite guys from Tennessee. So, but Hunter and Smith are all right as well. At pick 217, he takes Holland Pierce, the tackle from Rutgers. I don't know.
I saw that guy get undressed basically every rep at the Shrine Bowl. He's top heavy.
He doesn't move his feet.
He doesn't move it well at all. I mean, look, you're talking about a flyer where I'm just taking a dude who's a massive human being. But if there's a guy like Issei Pohl out of Washington State.
Sure.
Who I think could be a swing tackle,
much better
guy.
Pass sets and stuff like that.
I'm not a huge Holland Pierce guy.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan there at 217 either. That's a pick you got from the Tennessee Titans. Just to give you an idea, pick 228, the Lions. This pick came from the Cowboys. By the way, they took Ollie Gordon, running back from Oklahoma State.
Okay, I mean so that's. Even later than I've got him going.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I've got...
Would you have taken Ollie Gordon before Smith, or would you have taken him before Hunter?
I would have taken... I've got Smith ahead of Gordon. I think I've got Gordon and Hunter both in the fifth round. I was a little soured by watching Ollie Gordon. He just looked a little stiff to me.
Yeah.
But I think he is a bigger back that if you can get what he was 2 years ago when he clearly trusted his offensive line more, I'd probably go Gordon over Hunter.
At 239, the Cowboys, this is a pick they got via the Packers. They're going to take safety Jordan Hancock from Ohio State.
That's a good value, too. And you need yourself a safety. I mean, Jordan Hancock is a physical specimen from Ohio State. So that's certainly, I mean, you take these Buckeyes, man. You've got Ransom is another guy that they've got that's pretty damn good that should go way higher than that. I mean, I'm surprised that he's fallen.
Yeah, I am, too. I think this kid makes a lot of plays. I think he's super tough too, but
really tough.
To get him at 239, I think is an absolute steal. And then at the last pick at 247 for the Cowboys, this is a pick through Kansas City, edge Johnny Walker Jr. from Missouri.
Yeah, so we exchanged edge rushers there. So Swinson was a guy that John told me about, and then I told him about Johnny Walker Jr.
Yeah.
And both of them are big fans. I don't know how much the Cowboys like Johnny Walker Jr. I think there's a sense like, this is a guy that isn't super powerful, doesn't set the edge.
Yeah.
But as a pass rush specialist, I absolutely love him.
What the traits did you like? Because that's usually what you're hunting right
there. Yeah, it's the bend with him. He fires off the ball. Yeah. He's able to dip and get underneath offensive tackles. He's just very difficult to get hands on, and he keeps his chest clean.
Yeah, the pick that we seem to have the most problem with, though, is the 217 then with the Hollis. The
yeah, I wouldn't take Pierce personally.
And then you were, also okay though with Swenson at 44.
Or would yeah, you? It was a little high. I mean, that's yeah. probably the only one that I don't think he got great value for. But yeah. you might have to. I mean, teams value that. They covet the traits that Swenson has.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Brian. Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning every day at 3:40 here on The Fan. Chris Young Show's coming up at 4:20. We're talking hockey with Eddie Olczyk next in The Nation.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.